Expressa here on WMFO in Medford.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Somebody's green!
station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Just a touch.
91.5, 10:13 on your Friday night with the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. How you doing? And you're on tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk, old folk music, and you can only get it right here between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight every Friday night at 91.5 WMFO Medford. Busted! 91.5 WMFO and the Chic and a Monster Dance Floor Classic back in the day. I want your love. Ladies and gentlemen, John Pearson. How's it, gentlemen? John Pearson. That's right. That's right. Hey, check it out. He also brought another felon with him. We're going to meet them both on the other side of Lynn Boone and Love Won't Be Denied on the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, 91.5. 91.5 WMFO, and they are another classic monster dance floor jam from back in the day. Len Boone and Love Won't Let Me Be Denied. That's my favorite ones back at the Chateau de Ville down in Randolph. He's playing it all the time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to start the show officially and get on with our entertainment for this evening, because that's how we do it. We provide entertainment for our listeners, because we care about our listeners and we provide entertainment for them to make the best show that we can possibly put on for you every single week. All right?
All three of you.
Your mic's not even on. They didn't even hear you. Lisa, before I introduce John Pierce, I'm going to push him off to the side. Special guest down in the studio today, Lisa. I want you to put your hands together and please welcome Mr. Wake Up, Flav, my man. What's up, baby?
What up, baby? What's up?
What's going on, Boston?
Hey, man, they love you, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, do you know these people?
Oh, man, they love me.
They still going. They love him.
They still going.
Hey, man, they never clap for John like that.
Hey, what can I say?
Hey, man, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I understand you and John shared a room in cell block D down at the Shirley MCI. I'm glad that you guys... No, so I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you. Hold on. Before I finish talking to you, let me introduce my co-star and my once-monthly guest that comes in. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome into the studio, John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. John, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. John, I'm sorry.
Didn't pay the bill.
I don't know. I don't know what's working. Anyway, my name's Chase Carson. Thank you.
Okay, I got one question.
Thank you very much. All right, settle down. Thank you.
Chase Carson.
Yeah. John, first of all, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
I haven't seen you since the screening 2 weeks ago.
When I counted your drunken rear end around town? Yeah, I remember that. Hey, remember the time you took us all out for dinner and bought us drink? Yeah, neither do I. All right, I was just wondering.
Flip,
so, I got a question now.
Flip, go listen.
Are we supposed to call you Mr. Wake Up or Flav? What do you prefer?
Well, he's got like four or five aliases.
I know. What the hell? Well, that's an alias, man.
I don't know.
Who are you running for?
Hey, are you working for somebody? Are you an America's Most Wanted man or something? I know you look familiar.
Hey, whichever one you prefer. If you want to say Mr. Wake Up, that's from my pre-time. You can say Flav. That's also from my pre-time.
Okay.
All right.
You know, or you can say Lee.
Lee.
Because when he first came up, he was like, yeah, you can call me.
Good,
you can call me Shay.
Yeah.
You can call me Mr. Wake Up. Or you can call me Flav. You can call me...
And Jay still got it wrong. We're giving him 75 options.
Or you call me 750.
112-39P.
State property. Yeah. All right, knock it off.
No,
I'm just messing. Hey, Flav, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
We always like to have folks come on. And then the fact that you're black is definitely a positive, because we love black people here in the show.
Tonight it's radio and black. And black.
Right, black and black. But not no offense, but have you been patted down for weapons yet? Has security been in here yet? Did they talk to him yet? No, he's got like four layers of clothes on. I don't know what's on underneath there. I mean, I like you, man. I mean, we're cool and stuff,
man.
We usually pat people down before they come in here.
You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, Flav, thanks for hanging out with us. We know you're a songwriter. You're a vocalist. We're going to get into some of your music. I want to talk to you about what's happening with your art and what you've been doing here in Boston. And we're also going to get into some of John's personal business. I have some things that you probably don't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to get into some of that too. We're going to get into some of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Flav.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Pierce.
All right, you're listening to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. We bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. Hanging out with my man, Mr. Wake Up, Flav,
John Pierce.
Wyclef, Common. What other names can we think?
He likes to go by Ortega.
Ortega. We'll think of some other names for him by the end of the show. But you're listening to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. We bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We're just having a good time. Join us on in the party. Let's see who's on. Susan's on. Paul Bennett's on. Robert Turner. All your criminal friends are the legal friends. If you want to check in on the party, get on his Facebook com and Chase Carson, and you can get at a party, join in with us, and give it a shout out. We're going to be back and talking to Flav in a couple minutes. Stay right where you are, all right?
WMFO Medford. Holy God, that's good.
staring in your face. Didn't even know what to do with it later on when I brought up to your place. Are you really glad to see me? Before you just a comb in your pocket. And you really know what to do. I saw the car, you stopped.
I'll do anything. I'm nothing in the world that I won't do. I'll give the world to you if you want me to. I'll do anything.
91.5 WMFO, Den Roy Morgan, and I'll do anything for you. And we'll do anything for you every Friday night between now and 10 p.m. and 12 midnight, bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day, like only we can do it right here. All right, gentlemen, hey, what do you think of the show so far? I mean, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know security had to talk to you in the last break.
I listened.
About lifting things and stuff, so I know, you know, they had to talk to you about. But anyway, I want to get into my man over here.
Hey.
I want to hear what's going on with him, and I want to hear some of that music. So why don't you go ahead and introduce your guest.
My special friend here came in all the way from Boston, Mr. Wake Up Flav, and I'm glad you came here. I'm looking at your bio here, and I see that you like to crochet doilies for elderly white folks. While laying naked on AstroTurf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am so sorry. That's Chase's bio. I got the wrong one here.
Actually, that was my bio.
You can't be sharing that information.
Actually, that was my bio.
Why don't you tell us a little about yourself,
Wayne? Oh, God.
All right, so pretty much, yeah, I'm from Roxbury, Dorchester, mainly over in Roxbury, you know, just a kid. You know, who always had a vision, you know, whether it was kind of growing up in, you know, a hard part of town, or, you know, growing up in Phillips Academy, the most, you know, perky part of town, you know. Yeah. I mean, you just always had a vision. So pretty much I just bring all of that to my music. Graduated from BC, but before I graduated, I did take a year off, which is hard for people to do. I kind of left with the scope of, like, you know, dropping out, which I went to Atlanta, which is where I got a lot of these vibes from for this song.
Shout out, Outkast,
shout out my family in Atlanta, you know, that's even tuned in.
Oh, you got peeps down in Atlanta?
Yeah, I do.
My brother's down there, now Alpharetta.
Oh, nice. I got family all over Douglasville, Dunwoody.
Oh, okay.
You know, Atlanta, East Atlanta.
Word. Okay.
So pretty much, you know, when I was going through that transition phase and me coming back, you know, I just thought about, you know, making this song right here.
Can you tell us about what's the name of the song first?
The name of the song is called Free Soul.
And what's it about?
What
inspired you to make this cut?
He just told you, aren't you listening?
No. He said,
do you got two sets of headphones on?
Man, I'm gonna have to call
security. Security.
Hello.
Get piss out of here. Hello.
He was talking about his music in general. So I'm talking about this specific song. Okay. Is this specific song what made you? Is this something that, you know, this specific song? What inspired you for this song is what I'm trying to say, John, you fresh bastard.
it was a lot dealing with, like, the mental debate, you know, just thinking about if you wanted to go back to school, you want to finish school, where you're going to go after you're done with school. Are you free? Are you really a slave to the society? Or what can you really do for yourself? So it was just like a lot of emotional expression, artistic expression, all with the, you know, shout out of Outkast. Thank you very much, Outkast, for blessing. You know what I mean?
Words. For sure. Right. What's up? All right. Well, let's check it out, Mr. Wake Up Flav. One of your special, one of your own originals. This is a WMFO 91.5 Time Tunnel exclusive. We're bringing it to you, folks. We're giving it to you the first time that you've heard it on our airwaves anyway. But let's check it out and let's roll it.
Wake up. Dropped off 4 racks for financial aid. Logged on to my account, I think it's time to get paid. Balance out the odds, put a band-aid on that scar. No cries for a hustler, Mitt Romney, man, he busted ya since the big dig. So college students in black faces screaming, can I live? I don't know about y'all, but that sounds like a bid. Prison, jail, auction, many remain starving, residing next door to Marvin. Like you had to be gay just to get the role. Contract, gotta sell your soul. The Bible says don't sign them, but what about blind men that judge up what they had and search for God? Will find him. So, teardrops, I can hear the pen. Sirens, where to begin? Kid question, where do babies come from? Grown question, can a leader shoot a gun?
are leaders born? Does the devil have horns? And do you still walk even though your socks are worn and torn? Watch your step as you follow, cause there's no hollows. If the world is giving head, then make sure that that bitch swallow. With your goggles, Google that in all black. And if you start a fire, old cats call it witchcraft. But I'm like a chemist, what I mix is a mystery. Connecting all the dots, boom, 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 bang. Rest in peace, boom, 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 bang. Rest in peace.
WMFO. That's our new music, a new flavor from my man, Mr. Wake Up Flav. I like that, baby.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you.
That's tight.
I couldn't clap to him. If I wrote the song, nobody would clap.
Nobody would clap. Hey, man, that's tight. That's really tight. I appreciate it.
It's a lot of hard work, a lot of different types of inspiration, you know what I mean, that just goes into it, you know, and you never forget where you came from, and stay focused on where you're going.
And if you do that, if you never forget where you came from, then you know where you're going is not going to be a problem.
You'll end up like Chase.
Yeah. In a dumpster, half naked on Mass Ave.
Let's get it.
Half naked on Mass Ave in a dumpster, smelling like Irish Rose. You don't want that to happen. Hey man, like I said, that was off the chain, man.
Very good.
We're gonna come back and talk to Mr. Wake Up and Flav, and I'm sure John Pierce has one of his interjections that he throws in during the show. We're gonna do that too in a little bit. Wow, stay right where you got it.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Words. I play this commercial every week, and there's a reason for that. And I will play it until I stop doing this show, whenever that's going to be, I hope no time soon. But shout out to the fathers out there that are doing the right thing, taking care of your kids and taking care of your family and doing the right thing. Shout out to all the fathers out there doing the right thing. All right, that's from Chase. 91.5 Time Tunnel.
Stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah. All right. Hold up.
Me.
accent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, boo, I like it. No, I can't deny it. But I know you can tell I'm excited. Oh girl, just cry on me.